President Obama today put the blame for the Super Committee's failure squarely on congressional Republicans and on their unwillingness to consider higher taxes on the wealthy.
They simply will not budge from that negotiating position. And so far, that refusal continues to be the main stumbling block that has prevented Congress from reaching an agreement to further reduce our deficit.
And as we've already said, Mr. Obama also threatened to veto any effort to escape from the automatic spending cuts agreed to in August without a balanced plan to reduce the deficit. Balanced meaning a combination of spending cuts and tax increases. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, in some of the budget battles earlier this year, the president was very hands-on, driving up to Capitol Hill, calling lawmakers to the White House. We didn't see any of that with the Super Committee.
No, we really didn't, Robert. When the Super Committee was just starting its work back in September, the president came out and spelled out his roadmap for a balanced deficit reduction plan, something that would shave more than $3 trillion off the deficit. And then about 10 days ago, as he was setting off on his Asian Pacific trip, he called the committee co-chairs to sort of offer some encouragement and say he's there if they need him. But other than that, he really kind of kept the super committee at a distance.
Why? What was the thinking here?
Well, one of the things he said tonight was that the situation is very different than it was in some of those earlier budget battles. We weren't faced with an impending government shutdown that was going to come in on a spring break weekend. It wasn't like the summer deadline to raise the debt ceiling, when if there wasn't a deal, we could have seen a federal default. So we did see a big drop in the stock market today as Congress lived down to expectations, but there's no real immediate fallout. And then secondarily, there was real question about whether the president's more active involvement would have been helpful in this case. Some members of the super committee were saying, we just as soon have him stay over at the White House, let us do our work. Mm-hmm. And the White House said repeatedly it was a congressional responsibility to deal with this. One analyst I talked to said, it's like waving a red cape in front of Republicans if you have Mr. Obama coming over and cheering them on.
He was criticized, though, by Mitt Romney, who criticized them for not being active enough. And there's a theme, there's a certain theme to criticism of President Obama, that he's aloof, that he's not in there in the fight.
Mitt Romney certainly was making that case in New Hampshire over the weekend, and he's not the only one who's made that case. Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, was here in Washington a couple of weeks ago arguing for a big balanced deficit solution, and he said it's fine to give the president credit for laying out a plan. That was good, but that's not enough. That's not what a CEO would have done. And Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, went further, arguing that the president was actively rooting for failure by the super committee, saying that would step on his sort of campaign line that he's running against a do-nothing Congress.
So what's next?
Well, one way or another, the president says, we are going to get another $1.2 trillion in deficit reduction. It might come through some sort of compromise deal, or it might come through those automatic spending cuts that were agreed to in the summer. Those are supposed to be split between domestic and military spending. Some lawmakers have been very alarmed at what that would mean for the Pentagon and saying they're going to try to maneuver out of it. Mr. Obama said today he would veto any such effort.
There will be no easy off-ramps on this one. We need to keep the pressure up to compromise, not turn off the pressure.
So the pressure remains on Congress, but remember, those spending cuts, those automatic spending cuts, mm-hmm. aren't due to kick in until the beginning of 2013. So it's a sort of a long drawn-out pressure on Congress. The more immediate challenge, as you pointed out with Tamara, Robert, is what to do about extending the payroll tax cut and unemployment insurance. That deadline comes December 31st.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley.